For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team split this past weekend, winning with a buzzer beater at Wayne State on Friday. Sharif Black joins us next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
If you want the fastest internet speeds available and at an affordable rate, then you want GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. Get fiber optic fast internet up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. Plus, you can add PBTV, unlimited local and long-distance phone service, and all new GigaZone customers can get GigaZone Wi-Fi free for the first 6 months. To find out more, visit paulbunyan.net. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team needed a 27-footer at the buzzer from Christian Pekarik on Friday night to defeat Wayne State. Pekarik's three-pointer gave the Beavers a two-point victory, a victory despite the fact that they had 21 turnovers on the night. Beaver junior Sharif Black says they better fix that before the playoffs start.
Probably won't beat a good team ever with 21 turnovers. We beat ourselves up a lot that game. But, we just stayed in it. I think we played a lot better second half with turnovers, even though we still had 21. But we cut it down a little bit probably for like the last couple minutes. So
Beavers are back on the road this weekend, on the road at Minnesota State, Moorhead, and Northern State. There are just four games left in the regular season schedule. Beaver men still have a shot at getting the fourth seed, which includes a home playoff game. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.